Good afternoon. This is Brian Papstein. Welcome to KINS Radio's presentation of Meet the Candidates, our special series designed to help you get to know the views and opinions of candidates for local offices. In this segment, we'll be hearing from Rex Bone, candidate for Humboldt County First District Supervisor. Each segment of our Meet the Candidates is 16 minutes long. Welcome, Rex.
Welcome, Brian. How are you today?
Welcome you. I'm here. If you'd like to make an introductory statement, kind of introducing yourself to somebody who may not know who Rex Bone is, have at her.
Hi, thanks for listening today. I'm Rex Bone, running for First District Supervisor. Lived in Humboldt County for over 50 years. Father owned a small grocery store by Sequoia Park. My mom and dad did. That's where I first learned my work ethic and have worked pretty much in the private sector my whole life after that. Look forward to serving the people of the First District and especially serving the people of Humboldt County. I think I can make changes. I know I can make changes, and I think I can make good, positive changes that will help Humboldt County move forward.
You ready? As you'll ever be. Yeah,
you
okay.
Bet.
First area, Rex, the drug culture in Humboldt County has influenced and changed Humboldt County's culture at all levels. What comments do you have regarding this part of the economy and the social fabric of Humboldt County?
Well, the drug culture has been around here forever. I mean, but what it's done now, and I'm not sure how. I know it's the proliferation of internet and things like that. But what has brought people from outside our country? I mean, I've noticed busts from people from Russian countries, Bulgaria, and things like that. And then we have a lot of Mexican nationals up in our parks and everything else. And not just them, just people from Tennessee. I mean, people from all over seem to be coming here and growing these big, massive operations on our public lands, deep into our ranching lands. And what comes with that is a crime element and an environmental element that's just too extreme, that we just can't handle, we don't need to handle, and we need to address that. With that being said, medical marijuana is something that is beneficial to select people, especially for glaucoma, people being treated for cancer. That's what it originally was brought online for. It's just an element that it has created it's a big part of our, Humboldt. You go outside the country and you mention you're from Humboldt County and it's the first thing that comes to mind. Used to be redwood trees. And I guess it is the proliferation of the internet and everything that goes with it. But it just seems like the crime and the environmental element that comes with it. I don't know if it's a terrible, terrible trade-off that we're looking at.
As you look at the cultural impacts of the drug culture, there are some things that people can do to enjoy life other than using this stuff. Is there a way to help to support those parts of the county, those parts of the culture locally, to maybe give kids choices, to give the adults choices, to do things that will help to maybe countermand this?
Oh, I think anything we can do to get kids away from the videos and some of the things that may drive them to that culture, you bet. I mean, outdoor play, that's why I'm so proud of the Redwood Fields, which we started in 1991, first started building it, completed it in 1999, going to have our 13-year anniversary this year. That was built with the help of about 140 local contractors. I think we had over 1,500 donators to that. The Truckers Parade twice, brought on by this radio station. And we average about 600 to 700 games there a year. And it is, to this day, it is still a complete volunteer operation. No payroll, no anything. So we can offer them other things. And not just sports, any activity. I mean, it's a proven fact. If kids are involved in band, drama, that they'll stay online. And what we have to do, and what scares me, that's probably one of the biggest, first things they cut in schools is the after-school programs. And it's a proven fact that the graduation rate of kids that are involved in any type of after-school program is in the double digits over from the ones that aren't. So it seems to me that would be the educating outlook that we need to take on these things.
They talk about jobs being one of the big elements to be able to balance or counteract the attraction of drugs. when you look at some of the different opportunities that used to be in the area, do you think any of those can come back?
Oh, I think so. I think I saw today where the housing market's going to take a little bit of a bump with the low interest rates and there's a shortage. I have a friend that moved to Arizona and bought a house, and he was telling me what a great deal it was. And I asked him how long it had sat on the market, and he says they're building spec homes down here, and they're turning them over before they're done. So there are people taking advantage of the interest rates. There are some parts of our economy coming back. Not as much here. You know, it hits us. It seems to hit us last and come back last. But the timber industry, I mean, we have a growing industry. I mean, literally, it is a growing industry, and we still have some good companies. Perfect case in point is advertising for jobs. I'm seeing it every day. California Redwood Company and Green Diamond are spending probably in excess of $4 to $5 million out there at their chip export dock. And what they're going to do is they're going to export chips that, not lumber, not logs, they're going to export chips, which is a byproduct of the lumber manufacturing, and they're going to send it to the Pacific Rim, you know, pulp mills and along that way, but it's value added. But they're making an investment in our community, a huge investment, and now they're hiring six or eight people on a piece of property that's laid empty for almost 10 years. I mean, that's a win-win. We have a byproduct being shipped out of here. It's going to be great for the harbor. They expect to have a ship out of here this year. But after that, they're going to have, I don't know what the level of ships are, but all that's going to be great for our harbor. It's going to be great for our deepening projects and keeping that and paying the balance on the previous deepening project.
Can the county facilitate that or make it easier?
The county has. The county has. They're out there starting work right now. They've helped them with the permitting process. Another thing, they were having trouble with their PG&E, and a couple of the county supervisors, Virginia Bass and Jimmy Smith, got involved. And actually, from what I understand from one of the people out there, that they helped speed the process along, telling them how vital it was to start this work, get the power restored out there, and get them hooked up through PG&E. So that's a great thing. I mean, the county can do a lot of things. The one thing a supervisor can't do, he can't create jobs. But he sure can facilitate and make it easier for people to create jobs and get things going.
You're listening to KINS's Meet the Candidate series. In this segment, we're hearing from Rex Bone, candidate for Humboldt County First District Supervisor. Rex, what measures would you favor to support economic development in Humboldt County?
Well, we have an economic development director at the county. And I'm not so sure what they need to do. I know we have a lot of forums. We have a lot of talk about our successful businesses. And we have some great niche small businesses that are doing well here. We need to go to those people. We need to go to the long time, you know, people that employ 15, 20, 30 people. We have a lot of those small businesses around, family-owned businesses. We need to go see, what are we doing right? Why do you like doing business in Humboldt County? What is working for you? And then what we need to do, if there's something failing, we better make sure we've got our ducks in a row with the people that are here. Because it doesn't do any good if we bring a business up here that's going to employ 20 people when a business that's employing 20 people goes away. So what we need to do is have a net added amount of jobs. So once we find out what the county's doing right for the people that are employing people here, we need to take that out and go knock on some doors and say, you should do business in Humboldt County. You want to know why? And you need to convince those businesses to talk to those people. Call this guy and find out what we're doing right. The other aspect is all these businesses go to conferences. They get around and everything else. Somebody goes and they're all complaining about this and that and regulations and everything else. It's tough to do business in California, but let's let them know it's good to do business in Humboldt County. And we can bring these people up here. And along those lines, we need to work on our transportation. We need there's so many elements. We have a redundant optic fiber line. I think now that's going to work out really well. So that will help in ordering processes, running credit cards, as long as you can get signed up with it. But these are things that will help businesses, and it'll help the businesses that are here. And I think that's job number one. Make sure the guys that are here are happy.
To the point of protectionism?
No. I think to the point of just making sure we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. I don't think we should protect them. I think they protect themselves. A good businessman will do the job right. But what we have to do is make sure we're not overburdening them. Basically, the bureaucracy is what kills most of them. And what we need to do is make sure protect our environment, protect the workers, and then make sure we're doing everything right. But let's not try to suck everything out of them. Let's make them do their job. Let's let them do what they do right. Let's not tell them what they do right.
Our last area, Rex, if I had a handful of pixie dust, everybody likes this question the best, right? Handful of pixie dust, and you could use it to address any single issue in Humboldt County, what would the issue be, and what would the solution look like?
Well, there's a whole bunch of issues, and I'm going to use it on a whole bunch of issues. But the one thing we have to realize, there's no such thing as pixie dust. What it's going to take is not pixie dust. It's not going to take a wish. It's not going to take dreaming. What it's going to take is a supervisor that will roll up his sleeves, get up early in the morning, and go out and see those people, walk the woods, find out what's going on, go look at these things, and get the job done. Roll up their sleeves and make it happen. And the advantage, I think, that a supervisor needs to have is they need to know everybody in the county or as many people in the county. They need to know people from Alder Point to Oreck. They need to focus on the district, which is mine, the first district. You need to focus on that. But you have to remember, you're managing the whole county with the help of four other people. And the big advantage, I think, is coming out of the private sector, I've learned you have to work with a lot of people. The other advantage is I spent 12 years in the public sector, being on the 9th District Ag Board, which is Redwood Acres, seven of them as president. So I've got a very good perspective on the public sector and how it operates, the state, county, and those elements. But I'm probably the only one that has a great grasp of what happens in the private sector. I have created jobs. I have saved jobs in Humboldt County. And as we move forward, that's what it's going to take. I'd love to go up and dig some pixie dust. I was probably 22 till I quit chasing the rainbow, trying to find the pot of gold and realize that wasn't there. You make your own pot of gold. You make your own advantages, and you make those things happen. And what you have to do, it's through hard work.
So as you look at the county today, with that as the glasses that you're looking through, what are some of the biggest issues that are in the way, not allowing people to do it themselves?
Well, I think there's quite a few issues, and a lot of it is everything is turned into the Lawyers and Engineers Full Employment Act, and I use that line a lot. Everything is litigated. I mean, Willits Bypass. We've got no dog in the fight in the Willits Bypass, but it has been 42 years in the making. 35 days before it goes out to bid, we have agencies, environmental groups, filing lawsuits against it. They've bought the land, they've bought the right-of-ways, they've bought land, they've done everything. Should we have done a few things before, or did we push this so far that they have no choice, maybe just to settle? Because I see a lot of that. I see a lot of settlements and not actual anything done to stop anything. Okay, if you settle, we'll let you go ahead. If it's an environmental damage, we don't do it. If we're just going to feed the lawyers, I don't think that's, and I've got a lot of good friends that are lawyers. But the thing is, we need to get that litigious stage out of here. We need to, if you're wrong, you pay the other person's fees. I'm not sure how all that works, but I think we need to really look at that. Because that's what's holding people back is the fear of litigation. The other thing is we have a transportation problem here. Planes, trains, air, you name it. We've got it all. We need to adjust. We need to address those things. We need to find a common goal that gets things, goods in and out of here that helps these small businesses get their goods out of here and brings goods in so they can manufacture more.
You've been around Humboldt County almost as long as I.
Mm-hmm. A little bit longer, but sorry.
Do you think we can come together and have a single voice, have a single perspective?
I don't think we can have a single perspective ever. I mean, you can't even get that in your own personal life. You're still going to have disagreements. But we have to remember what the goal is, what the carrot is, and that's what's best for Humboldt County, not what's best for you, not what's best for me. We have to compromise and somewhere work together to get things done. The general plan. We need a general plan, that meets all the criteria. But what it has to do, it has to be, first and foremost, it has to protect one's property rights, and it has to keep their property values somewhere within means so they can borrow against it. They can leave it to their heirs so they don't lose value in it. The other thing is it has to protect the environment. You know, I think that is so important. But we have, again, we're fighting. We've got a plan right now that I'm afraid it's going to be unworkable. It's going to be unaffordable. And I don't think it's going to stand up in the courts because that's where it's going to end up. And 12 years and millions of dollars that I would have loved to seen spent on these public roads. I would have loved to seen it spent on public safety. I mean, I think the only one that's probably, you know, a lot of people that are happy with this, I'm sure the front end shops, because I don't know about you, but there's a lot of potholes that need to be fixed. And especially in the rural areas, Petrolia, Honeydew, Alder Point, these places, the roads are crumbling around them. And the poor public works department, they're putting Band-Aids on something that needs a tourniquet and stitches.
Thanks for coming by and participating.
Thank you.
Mr. Candidate Rex Bone.
Thank you, Mr. Radio Announcer Brian Papstein.